everybody. It is Stacey and Cardiff, and this is The Indicator from Planet Money. And today's indicator is pretty obvious. It is jobs.
You almost forgot about the air horn.
I would never forget about the air horn.
It's Jobs Friday, people.
And the indicator for this Jobs Friday is 304,000. That was the number of jobs the U.S. economy created in January, according to the Employment Situation Report from the Bureau of Labor Statistics, a.k.a. the Jobs Report.
They really should just call it the Jobs Report.
They should call it the Jobs Report.
Normally, we use our Jobs Day episodes as an excuse to discuss something specific about the labor market, like when we talked about the Phillips curve, look it up, or the economic industries that are hiring the most people or losing the most people. But today on the show, we are getting back to basics. We are going to answer five important questions about how the overall labor market is doing. And at the very end of the show, we share with you something less important but still fun: the relationship between the labor market and the Super Bowl.
Do we get seven-layer bean dip for this part?
Support for this NPR podcast and the following message come from Yahoo Finance Live. 8 hours of free live streaming news without cable or a subscription. Tune in for the news you need about your money, accessible wherever you go. Support for this podcast is brought to you by Discover Card. Get your free credit scorecard with your FICO credit score. It's available to everyone, even if you're not a customer. Learn more at discover.com/creditscorecard. Limitations apply.
Okay, question number one about the labor market, and it's probably the single most important question. Is the economy creating a lot of jobs each month?
The answer is yes. Over the past year, the economy has created about 230,000 jobs a month on average. The year before that, the economy created about 170,000 jobs a month, which in itself was not a bad number. So the past year has been a very good one for job creation, and there's just no ambiguity about this at all.
Yeah, I wish all the questions were as unambiguous as that one. Question number two, is wage growth accelerating? Or to put this another way, is the amount of money that people make at their jobs going up as fast as you would expect, given that unemployment is so low right now? Because remember, when unemployment is low, it means that there are fewer workers available to hire. And so you would expect companies to raise wages as they compete to hire those workers and then to keep those workers from switching to another job.
Yeah, just to show them the money.
Yeah.
And in fact, this question was, for a while, actually the subject of an economic mystery. Back in 2017, wages had been climbing between 2% and 2.5% for several years, and wage growth just kind of seemed stuck. Well, not anymore. Wages are now rising more than 3% a year. So the answer to the question, is wage growth accelerating, is yes.
Also yes.
Also yes. That earlier period when wage growth was stuck, now it just looks like a blip.
Mystery solved.
Mystery solved. Labor market question number three. Are the benefits of the strong labor market also being shared by low-wage workers?
Good news. Yet again, the answer is yes. In 2018, wages went up the fastest for people who work in lower-wage industries. For example, these are people who work in restaurants or in bars or in retail stores. The wages of people who work in these industries climbed by more than 4% last year, whereas the wages for everyone else went up by closer to 3%. By the way, a grateful hat tip for that data point to Martha Gimbel. She heads up economic research at the Indeed Hiring Lab. Now, probably at least some of the reason that wages went up so fast for lower wage industries was because a number of states raised their minimum wages last year. It wasn't all just the economy. But at the very least, we can say for sure that people in those industries are not being left behind by the strong labor market. It's good news.
The fourth question. Are there still a lot of people in the U.S. who don't have a job but who would like to get a job? Now, this can be kind of a hard question to answer, but here is one thing we do know. The share of people in their prime working years, these are people between the ages of 25 and 54, the share of these people who have a job is still lower than it was before the financial crisis, and it's a lot lower than it was at the end of the 1990s. So if history is any guide, it suggests that, yeah, if the economy keeps creating jobs and if wages keep climbing, there will be enough people available to take those jobs. There's still some people hanging back in the job market.
And this is especially the case because when workers become harder to find, companies are also more likely to look for workers in places where they had previously been hesitant to find them. For example, employers might hire more people who have gaps in their resumes, or people who have spent time in prison, or people who have suffered from drug addictions. There is at least anecdotal evidence that this is already happening, and there's also good evidence that employers, for example, are already becoming more willing to hire people with disabilities than they were before.
The fifth and final question. Is there anything out there to worry about given how strong the labor market seems to be right now, given our yes and jobs report? Is there anything that could undermine this strength, Cardiff?
Look, I mean, this is the indicator, so I feel like there's always something to worry about.
They don't call economics the dismal science for nothing.
And we represent.
That's right. We bring the dismal. But seriously, we are closely watching a couple of things this year. One is economic policy. If there is another government shutdown, that could undermine confidence in the economy. If the Trump administration's trade war with China gets worse, that could also be a problem. And the other thing we're watching closely is how the rest of the global economy is doing. Its growth started to slow down last year, and that could eventually feed back into the U.S.
And as for indicators to watch, there's one suggestion that also came from Martha Gimbel back in December.
I'm looking at the share of the labor force that is still stuck in part-time employment.
Stuck in part-time employment. These are people who are working part-time, but who would rather be working full-time. When that indicator goes up, it usually means that something is wrong in the labor market. And that indicator has, in fact, been going up lately, though it's not yet clear if it's just a blip. It might just be a blip. Just way too early to know, but it is something that we're paying close attention to.
Blip watch.
Yeah. And that's it. Five questions and five answers about the labor market. But as promised, before we break for the weekend, this Sunday is the Super Bowl.
It is the Super Bowl. I feel like that's where you need an air horn. The New England Patriots are playing against the Los Angeles Rams on Sunday, and a company called RiseSmart, it's a worker placement firm, sent us analysis from the last 38 Super Bowls, and 28 of those Super Bowls have been won by the city that has the lower unemployment rate.
Right now, Boston has a lower unemployment rate than Los Angeles. So make of that what you will. I'm not putting that much stock in the indicator. Caveat, better, I guess.
Oh, better
Betor,
beware.
I guess.
Very
yeah, like
nice.
Better beware.
That's great.
We don't give betting advice. We don't give gambling advice on this podcast.
And our Latin is terrible.
When do we feel pretty? Why do we feel pretty? And who gets to decide what pretty is? We'll answer our listeners' questions all about beauty this week on the Code Switch podcast.